Hello, today we are talking about branding, including one of the most common questions I get, should I use my real name or a gamer name or alternate name for my brand or company? I'm Devin Nash. I run a creative agency called Novo. We build advertising campaigns for brands across new media platforms. I'm totally obsessed with marketing and how the attention economy works. My goal here today is that if you run a business or you're a content creator or you're looking to build something, you will know the fundamentals of how to build a great brand name after watching this video. So let's begin with a couple of really easy principles. The best advice I know for any kind of branding is to start with two syllables with a maximum of three. So that means anything that has kind of great branding is going to roll off the tongue like very easily. So if you look at any major company or whatever, they typically have two or three syllables max, right? Apple, Amazon, Walmart, Google, PayPal, right? Some of that kind of stuff. Also, if you look at some of the top names of people like on YouTube, look at Aron Play, right? That's three. You can look at like Iron Mouse or Tyler One, right? These are all examples of that. So two to three syllables max. And you also, and that would be the first principle. That's principle number one. Principle number two is make sure you can dominate SEO. So SEO is actually really important for branding. And when I say SEO, what I mean is if you go incognito and you search up your name, will you be the first person that is going to show up? And will you be able to dominate SEO? So if you have a very common name and you want to use your real name, like your John Wilkins or something, John Smith, right? You may have a hard time at this. And we're going to discuss in a little bit how to fix that problem. So, but in general, you want to own the SEO for your name and make sure that you can own the SEO for your name. This seems like a really obvious thing. And we're just going over like really high level overarching principles before we get into like the details of it. But a lot of people miss this and they create names that can really easily be searched out or discovered by, or never be discovered. And I wonder why people do this, but yeah, this just should be pretty obvious. So dominate SEO and dominate SEO marketing. Make sure that you appear first on search. Okay. And I want to address basically right away, should I use my real name or gamer alternate name? This is literally one of the most common questions I get about marketing and advertising. And I've thought about it a lot, and I want to give a little bit of backstory that I've actually been through this process. So when I started my brand in 2012, my brand name was actually Mylixia. That was my gamer name that I got from like playing old school EverQuest 1. And I actually kept that name all the way through 2015 and even through my first few jobs in esports before I switched over to Devin Nash. Which is my name. And I'm lucky enough that Devin Nash is a really, really good name for SEO and also fits the two-syllable rule, right? The Devin Nash three-syllable rule. That so it fits really well. But even but I have a lot of insight into this. So my take on this is you should use your real name or a variation of it, if possible, with some exceptions. So why? Well, real names will always resonate better with the majority of audiences, especially non-gaming audiences. And secondarily, real names will scale with you and have greater attachment in the professional world for reputation and business development. So for these reasons, I like real names, but for gaming content, and if you are sure you're going to be doing gaming content or entertainment content, you can use either a real name or a gaming title slash like alternate name. That's fine. So if you're doing, like I know I'm just gonna be doing Let's Plays and that's like all I wanna do on this brand, or I know I'm going to run a company that the companies are a little bit different. We're going to get into that a little bit later. So let's just stick with like, this is like for personal people's names. And then we'll get into companies after this because companies have a couple of different rules. Using your real name is great. and most of the time will result in more authenticity. But having a name that is like a gaming name is totally fine too, if you, what you do is gaming, particularly if it fits some of the above rules. So you can definitely do that either way. But one way to separate this that I think is pretty easy is if you are doing educational or non-entertainment based content, you should seriously consider using your real name. If you're going to do anything in real life where you're going to possibly expand this into product, or you're going to expand this into public speaking, for example, that was one of the main reasons that I switched over from a gaming name actually to a real name, because when I went out and did public speaking, or when I went out to colleges and I was known as Mylixia, it was really difficult for even students, like young people, to identify with that versus like having a real name and attaching that brand to it. Now, there are some disadvantages of having your real name, notably that it's your real name, and that everything that you then do from that moment on is going to be attached to that, and you can't back up from that. So I actually like that. I like having the stakes on the board like that, but it does introduce more risk into your life. And this is particularly something, unfortunately, for female creators, particularly in the gaming industry, that I might double check, because using your full real name in can constitute more harassment, and it's still a problem as of the time of this recording, and likely whenever you're watching this will still be a problem. So for females or people that are in vulnerable positions, I would be more apt to use monikers. And I think that's fine. But if you are intending to be a professional public-facing personality, like can you put your content on LinkedIn, right? Then I have to say, regardless of being male or female, you would want to use your real name if possible. So also, like, one way to get around this too is to use a company and just be sort of the sole proprietor of that company, and then name that company something different, but effectively be the CEO of that company, so that the public hits that gate first of the company and before getting to you. That's another possibility. But what if my real name is too common? Okay, so there's a couple of options to do here, and the first one is going to seem really crazy, but it's change it. Literally change your name. So you might be like, wait, what? Like, literally change my name? Yeah. So there are tons and tons of S-tier celebrities who have literally changed their name, and I'm going to give you a few. So you might know Nicki Minaj, right? Her actual name is Annika Tanya Mirage. So she thought that Annika Mirage was just too kind of like esoteric, so she changed it, right? Another person with an example of a common name, John Willink, is John Jocko Willink. And he's just referred to as Jocko, so that anybody in this sort of sphere of self-improvement, or like that kind of the podcast world that like refers to Jocko, would know who that is. So that's a really good example of a person who had a pretty common name and changed it. Let's look at like Adam Wiles, right? Super common name, Adam, right? It's Calvin Harris. He literally just changed his name to be more accessible to people and to be better. Here's another one, right? This is actually my favorite one in this example. Peter Hernandez, right? Like, how do you get more common than this? It's Bruno Mars, right? So many of these successful celebrities have changed their names to be more accessible. So if you are serious about committing to a lifelong content creator, entertainer, or educational type personal brand, then changing your name is like not off the table. And thinking about how you might change your name is not off the table at all. I think that's a really distinct possibility. The second thing you can do is you can use a variation of your real name. So I put a couple of examples here. Like, let's say that your name is Jason Hudson, right? It's like a fairly common name. You go J-Hud or something like that. Or if it's like Dominic, right? Dominic West, right? You could be like Dom West or some kind of clever variation of this, right? Now, obviously, like, you can get a little bit more creative like with this kind of stuff. And I'm going to explain kind of some of the techniques to do here. But these are some of the ways that you can deal with it. Like, if your real name is way too common, you want to try to get your name on as many platforms as you can, as pure to that name as possible, right? And if you are competing for other people for your name on social media, oftentimes those names are taken by smaller accounts that are inactive. So you can offer them up like $1,000, $5,000, whatever it takes to get your name, which is like well worth your money. It's incredibly worth your money to do that if you're going to be a full-time person on this, which is like what I've done on most platforms. Okay, so let's say that you want to start a business, though, right? So business names. Business naming and professional naming. So let's say you don't want to use your name, but you want to start a business, or you want to like start kind of like an entity or an org. My favorite piece of advice for this is, what is the story, emotion, or drive behind your brand? So I put out a couple of examples that I used before. I really like the name like PayPal, right? This is a really strong name because it tells you immediately, it's two syllables, it tells you immediately within it what it's doing, right? It's your friend that helps you pay for things. It's a phenomenal name. But not all names need to have a meaning that is attached to their brand. So for example, a lot of the Fortune 500 companies, like Amazon, for example, you can't clearly learn from that what it does, but it's esoteric enough that if you were to type that into Google and it was a company that reasonably worked on its SEO, very little would compete with it, right? In the same way that like Walmart is an even better example of that, because with Amazon, you've got the Amazon forest, you've got like the Amazon, like Amazonians, like there's a lot of kind of crossover there. But with Walmart, for example, that's a perfect name because it kind of, you had to get an idea of what it is. It's like a store of some kind. It's two syllables and it's also SEO dominant. So the like Walmart was not a word before Walmart came around. So you would want to think about, so I would go to thesaurus.com. I'd start looking for words. There's a technique you can do where you can brain dump words. Just go into a notepad and brain dump 30 or 40 or 50, however many you can get on a piece of paper, words that describe you and describe your business and what you want to accomplish. And they can be like virtue words. They can be things like drive or success or motivational or things like that, whatever you are, educational or funny or things like that, right? And just go through all these words, then link those to a thesaurus and just start looking through words, right? And then you can make clever plays on those words just by brain dumping. And through that methodology, you can build a brand. You can say, okay, I've thought of something clever just by combining these thesaurus words with the other like words that I think define me. And most importantly, if you follow the naming rubrics of the syllables and the SEO, and you nail both of those, then the next most important thing is that it is a story or emotion that comes from you. Okay, so like, what is the story behind your brand? And then if you are a professional company seeking funding, or you intend to build a 15 plus employee business, seriously consider a professional naming agency. So these are great, and they actually named our company Novo. So Novo is a pretty easy name to dominate on SEO. We actually dominate SEO for Novo as an agency for Twitch and YouTube, and it's a four letter word. It's very there's no other like Fortune companies like it. And it's very easy, two syllables, right? And we were looking for something a little bit like space age because my business founder, my co-founder, is a PhD in astrophysics. And we also wanted something that kind of like implied like stars or like new or like celestial. So we really liked that name. The name prior to that for our company was Nerd Fusion. And that was like a really cool name too, because it's like you have a group of influencers that are kind of coming together to run something. So that was what the idea was behind that. And then before that, our company, Counterlogic Gaming, which is just CLG, so it fits the three-syllable thing, as everybody knows it is CLG. Counterlogic Gaming was originally birthed because the founder, George, his idea of like gaming is around like playing around the meta of other people. So you do something that's like counter logic, you do something that somebody wouldn't expect you to do in a game, and you win because your strategy is building against their strategy. And there's different layers of that counter logic. So that's how that name came across, because of his passion of doing that. That's a great example of like how you would structure like a brand name, because it's something that's personal, but also it is very pronounced. It's like CLG, right? You would not make a mistake on that. It's super easy to SEO. Counterlogic Gaming or anything you want, you could SEO both the name and the abbreviation. So abbreviations can be really strong too, like the League Championship Series for League of Legends, the video game, could be the LCS. There's a lot of options there. Really cool stuff. So if you are choosing a game name, right, you want to fit these same things. If you are, I mean, you could also, honestly, I mean, if you're serious about your brand, paying the, I don't know what it is, it's like a few thousand bucks to get somebody to sit down with a team that does this professionally and present you with like 20 ideas is going to be worth your money to do. And I don't think a lot of people actually consider this. And it seems kind of silly in like a how to create the perfect brand name video of me telling you to go use an agency. But I find that the more that I develop as a business person, the more that I rely on and use experts for things. And I was really happy with what they came up with for this new business. I would use a naming service again, like no problem. And oftentimes they have guarantees and stuff. Unfortunately, I can't recommend one because I think that would be kind of unethical, but like, you know, you can go find one. Okay. And lastly, I want to give you some inspiration for, so if you go below, I'm going to link a Reddit thread from Ask Reddit, which is a, like, there's like thousands of comments on what inspired your particular username. And I want you to read through that because I think from that you can get some ideas about how you should structure your brand just based on how other people thought about it. And then we're going to do an exercise here on this channel. Leave a comment, please, on how you got your username and how you chose your brand so that everybody can go into the comment section and you can read about how people thought about this process. So if you've watched this far, thank you. Please go leave a comment in and tell people how you've developed your, how you got your username and like what you're thinking about in terms of your branding. And I think that will help people at, in addition to the thesaurus and in addition to all the strategies here that we've discussed. This is kind of a really quick 15-minute primer on how to build the perfect name for your brand. So if you like this video, thanks for supporting me. Thanks for subscribing to the channel. Please don't forget to do that. I make tons of videos around advertising and marketing. And if you really like this stuff, I've got like 40 videos about business and education and life that are exclusive to Patreon for $5 a month over at patreon.com/DevinNash. Check that out if you are really interested in this stuff. I'd really appreciate it if you supported that or if you just want to support me because you like what we do here. Lastly, you can go to discord.gg/Devin and come talk to us. We have a very active Discord of over 20,000 people where we talk about business and marketing and advertising. So thank you very much for watching this video and taking the time to check in with me. And I hope this was helpful to your brand. And I look forward to reading your comments about how you guys came up with your brands and your usernames. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.